wanted to point something out before we get to the CSO. I was looking at this Rambam, Leah Shabbos. There was one line that I was very confused about, and I want to share an idea that I have, and if it's correct, it's very important. Hamitzah shin chabei, mitzvah leitzase, arz hoa shuzu levatzei es ha'oin shin, ha'achitim ulohitzi lepoil piskei din b'shavis, v'omroi yisal v'slayish b'chom mashu v'seichem, ha'kavon v'kach, loy tisroi mishnes chayif sreifa, v'adin l'sham misas. Okay. 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 Fool is kain. Elo, sheila chalak yotzis. Who could they she he chayab a kol melocha melocha? If ne atzma, kol she's boy mekoyma. Or more, to bring him a lovo, b'chomash v'yseichem, rabila b'shem avyanai, v'kan l'bodin shlo yudonu b'shavus. So this line, I mean, you can understand yourself which line I'm referring to, is offhand, sticks out like a sore thumb. What in the world does he want? It's like, you know, it's like throwing, like throwing a monkey wrench into gears. You know, what did he want? And if this line wouldn't have been here, you would have been a lot happier, correct? Okay, so I, was almost the point of yush. I was lying on the floor, and then it hit me. Okay? I want to say like this. Okay. If you recall, we said that a Pirush Mekubal cannot be a steer to Pshut Lashon Mikra, correct? The love of Lisvar Eish B'chomosh V'Seichem as Einshin B'Shabbos is not Nisam Loch. Okay? And therefore the Rama puts it in Perch Chav Dalet of Hilchos Shabbos. Throughout the dinim from Chepsi Chavatzecha of Hilul Shuluch of Shabbos Hilul Shachol, he puts it all together, and here mitzvah is not matter. That's the chiddush. Okay. The isa of lo yisvar reish b'chomosh v'sech v'lav yotz is isa melocha. How do I know that? Because the moment Misha Hechshech says that Yod B'Shabbos B'Mai, Yod B'Tchum Elim Do Akiva, and Yod B'Avor Ali B'De Rav Yosi. Okay? So it means in Nisam Loch. That's Yidiyah Shabbos. Mechala Amus Yomus. It's impossible that the Pshuto Shom Mikro should refer to the Yisam Locha, and you should have Ki'ilu added on with a Pirish Makubo, which is not do with Yisam Locha, with Yisam Inchim B'Shabbos. So the Rambam insists that Lelav Yotz Lo Niskayim, because if it's Niskayim, everything he said here would be impossible. Okay? This goes together, now when I finish it off, this goes together with what I said last time about Mizbeach Adomitaseli, that since the Pshuto Shel Mikra is a Hora Shoah, you can't have a seven mitzvah deres for a Pirush Mekubal. Okay? If it's the Chalak Yotzes, an amazing thing happens. What does it mean, L'chalek Yotzes? When a person violates Havoras Eish on Shabbos, what do you give him Haschor for? What do you give him Haschor for? Give him Haschor for L'svar Eish B'chom HaShosech M'yom B'Shabbos. Give him Eish L'svar Kol Meloch. So I ask you, in Pshuto Shel Mikra, is it telling you to eat some locha? It's just the gil, it's basically neutral. It's just telling you chilat melachas. For the fact that Torah wrote it this way, it's telling you chilat melachas. But you give hasra from loisasa kol melacha. Okay? So that's what Ram says. Once it's lechalak yotzes, the whole thing's okay. But if it's lelav yotzes, then I'm bankrupt. So he says, "Lav yotzes lo diskayim, lechalak yotzes." Is that's okay? And then he can go on and say this ancient. But that's again the same thing in Rambam that the Ram Shita is the Pirush Makubo cannot be a stira. It's a pirish, so it can't be a stira to the Torah Mikra. Okay. That was just an analysis. Now, we'll go on. What I want to introduce
did
now...
Did Lav Yotzeh, you couldn't be give Hasra for Los Haskom Locha?
What?
You wouldn't give Hasra if it was Lav Yotzeh?
I don't believe it, because you get Malkus, I assume, for Lois Varesh B'chom Moshtech of Yom HaShabbos, if it's Lav Yotzeh. And Lois Haskom Locha is Lav Shik Nasovas Mrs. Bezim. I just don't believe it. I mean, if you want it, you can have it. Okay? And even if it would, it's still okay. It's all the same thing. It's an Issa, the Pshuta Shal Mikra is Chil Shabbos, it's Melacha. And here, the Pshuta Shal Mikra is not telling you anything. It's just giving you something else. So a Pirush can come in and say that there's an Issa on Yishma Shabbos. Okay? That's very important. What we were talking about. Okay. Now I'd like to discuss the CSO. Okay? It's like this. Ukvato'o, we're getting back to Shor Gimel. This is just an addendum to our discussion of various cases that it can't be a washo and a mitzvah deris at the same time. Correct? That's what we had in Mizbeach, Mizbeach Adom. Kvato zuloseinu, that's halacha zedoris, gam b'shirish hazeh, umon glash edoch kuratzerich, mashu rochav, you know, there's enough to fill the 613 mitzvahs, and he feels it necessary to do strange things. Lo yavol liros kabbalas achidish, or more lo yavol oid bal shem leviim. The gam elu eino nogis lederis kiim ba midbo. Okay, so it's very important. None of the love of lo yavol kabbalas achidish ended with midbo. When they crossed the Jordan River, the world changed. There's no more love of there's no more love of the Yor Kabbalas HaKadosh, and the love of Lo Yavoid Oid, which is formerly by the Vim, doesn't exist anymore. Okay? And it's not. You remember we said in Kuf Pei Zayin, Lo Yisa Kuf Pei Zayin, it's the Chetza that you perform the mitzvah on, the Chetza Shal Isa, doesn't exist, but logically, the Chavis Gavra exists, like Zayin Amamin. Okay? So, or Amolek, the mitzvah is a deris. Okay? So, the problem over here is that the Mishkan or something doesn't exist. The problem is the love was said only over here in Midbar and not in Eretz Yisrael? We have to understand why. That's what the Ram. That's what the Ram is saying. Correct. You could quote a Sifri to support the Rambam. The Sifri in Parash Baal Yischa, Piskehe, Sha'at Shalichas Al-Oretz, Hoya Levim K'sheir, Ben Shloishim, Shana Ve'Abed Chamishim Shana, V'chule, Am Shinich Al-Oretz, Ein HaLevim Nifsalim El Bekol, V'loi B'Shonim. So the question is that telling you something about Lo Yavod Oid? And the Ram's telling you, that's a limud, you have to know. Is that the limud? Okay? The Rabbanis, who's the Rab, the limud is the more in Chulin, about Noi V'Givon, but that's very difficult, because in Pashtig Mora, it's an issue of a Hekish, because the Mora is already talking about Mumin also. It's a very strange Gemara, but the Ramban interprets like that. Okay, we say that. I'm not. This is all really irrelevant. The Gemara Maisa says that the love of Lo Yavod Oid by Levim is only in Midbar. Once they crossed the Jordan River, there was no Issa. Not that it's missing the Chafsa. Okay. So the chayre is, it means, it's not that you just can't, it's not a chesaron, you can't imagine masa of Mishkan after they cross the Jordan River, but the whole Issa is not there. Okay, so we'll see about that. Correct? Mitzvah, now here's the problem. So there's also an aseh about kotev yisoh. So April, you would throw it's parallel. It's one, it's two sides of the same coin. The yavod yisoh, but kotev yisoh. But the Ram counts in mitzaseh, lamedalid, huish divon l'shiyisu ha-kohanim. Lamedalid. He at Sivish Zavino, she Yisu, a Kohan Lesaoroi, Architveim, Old Man, she knew to Naviro. Buomro is Ale, ki avoid the sacrilish Ale, Bakotichi so. The Afa Pish at Sivoi, Ze Nemer, Oz Lalvim, Ain Ze Elamachmas Mute, Miswa Kohanim, Pio says man. Ki ahavoy hoya hu ha hatchala. Avu deiris hari a mitzvah chayv al kohen. Now, this is very important. Could you imagine, for example, the love of Lo Yavod Oid, the Deiris by the Sisa Olin? Okay. Because the Rambam is taking care of Mishkan, but what about Olin? So a priori, what's happening over here? Once you say the Avodah Kohanim, it's not Avodah Levi. So it's not Avodah Levi, it's not Bechlal, the whole issue of Lo Yavod Oid. So there's no discussion Bechlal. Okay? Correct? It's not Avodah Levi, it's not Avodah Levi, it's nothing to talk about.
Are the Kohanim are Levim, It's just a
Kohanim and Levim machok bet nisid. We'll see about that. I'll go to you later. The Kohanim happen to be Levim, but if a Kohen will do it, have with his Levim, chayim, right? We'll see about it. So walk on. This have with his Levim, correct? Now, the Rambam does something over here. And it's very confusing. So the Rambam, it's very important for the Rambam to say the mitzvahs of Kohanim. Because the Chayil, what he's trying to say, is nothing to do with Mikdash, correct? And now he can't mean a mitzvah. The problem is, not only in Min HaKotzer, he doesn't mention anything. Okay, about there's no discussion of Kohanim. Okay, in the Poter Mitzvahs, no discussion of Kohanim. In Mishneh Torah, in Hilchos Klei Mikdash, no discussion of Kohanim.
He says Levim carried the Aron.
Oh no, he doesn't say anything.
Okay,
he doesn't say anything. That's the point. He doesn't say anything. So maybe he doesn't say anything. So that's not a problem. It's just not an avodah to Bechal. So it's not an avodah. It's nothing to talk about. Okay, we're going to come back to this. Okay, we have to understand where he puts in Klei Mikdash, how he puts in Klei Mikdash. But you're left with, according to the Rambam, an Asay of Akot Yisrael, which is Asay the Deiris, and a Lav, which is a Hirasha, a Lav Hirasha. Now, here, the Ramban, let's start with this. The Ramban, Jewishly, she says, B'chima sheshibesh ba'alochis b'mnoise l'yavod oi d'levim v'yom v'shein rogis elam amibba, the Ramban says, ein hadova kein avri mitzah noheges b'chol aderes b'chol zman sheitztarcho. Halavim, lo says masa bakotev. Umash is omi menu, hara, la says a mitzvah shah, masha omu, the gmon chulin, yochel ap, beshila be salam kane, tamoim ulabo, rabodis avoida, rabodis masa, be oil moim, loya malti, el is mancha avoida bakotev. Menamai mazeba atzmon nilmoid, she mitzvah deres, calls manchi is bakotev, for I know call yom, be eretz, be noisem oorim. Okay. So what happened over here? Beis Alamim and Shiloh. And other times, yes. What's he talking about? Talking about the Mishkan? Proper? Ain't a dover king. It's all loyavore. Ain't a dover king. Elimits the day, niggas lawyers. Calls man she stal cholavim, law says, masabakote. What this in Shiva and Beis Halamim, there's no masabakote. When it's talking about the masabakote from Olin, that's a discussion over here. It's a little bit odd to say that. Correct. Even though the Ramban seems to say that later on, when he says, "Avo kishinichnus laoritz lo nifso ela mimasa ha'olin beis noisem imokim imokim," so he seems limited to olin. Okay. So the question is, what exactly is happening here? Okay, what is the mitzvah masa according to the Rambam? What is it according to the Rambam? What's going on? Okay, what's the relationship to Mikdash, not Mikdash, yes Mikdash, Olin, yes Olin. Okay. See, here we have like this. And the question is, what's the mission Olin Shaklei Mikdash? So the Rav said a piece in Chisha Gan Gagrid, which goes very good with the Ramban, but I'm not clear in the Rambam how well it will go. Okay? And he's saying the Rambam. In Perek Beis, the Kli Mikdash Halachi Beis, but Eish Shemalichin Es Olam, Mimokon Lamokon, Ein Malichin Oisai, Lo Al Behemo, Lo Al Golo, Elo, Mitzvah l'noisoy al kodesh nema ki avodis hakodesh aleim akotev yisohu v'chad kan l'shene. And he says, v'haynu, didas haramam hi that simui ne'emal l'bnei kos b'shas ha-masois d'tzrichin lo seis dafka l'kotev. So it's in avodis levi and it's dafka kotev. Hu adin d'nema afilu deres
b'nei kos also?
I assume so, something like that. V'amin chaschinuch mitzvah shinayin tes hikshe madu akosav haramba din zerak alon bilvand v'aloya mitzvah hoyis al kol ma'aseh b'nei kos d'haynu menoyer shulchan mizbachis v'shakli shores v'imkin afilu deiris Nishat simui l'chol hani dvorim. Aber Gott, wieso? Aber mit des Kotze nemo besuyim al elu akelim eino tolui rak bekidush haguf shel kli shores. He says, the mitzvah amasa of Mishkan depends on kidush haguf shel kli shores. Ki im the taluya b'chaloi shmom shem shulchan menoira u'mizbech shem shulchan shem menoira shem mizbech da b'chalo shem b'fnei atzal mitzvose v'ze einu ala b'shoa shem b'mokoymon b'ati b'mokoymon in hecho or in oil moed di ikar behem chaloiz dinam da haynu amidosam ki mitzvoson b'mikdosh v'loi b'sho sheim b'chutz l'mokayim b'chutz l'mokayim there's no dinim u'b'zeh cholok o'yisei mikol hanikeinim t'chaloi sheim olon l'iboi m'koyim v'af m'chutz l'mikdosh l'poko m'menu chaloi sheim olon then he b'zeh raya which I don't get it v'raya l'zeh In Milchama, the boy Aron. There's no din. The Ram doesn't call it din. Milchama's boy Aron. Milchama, boy Aron. Kimavu besayt the daf membeis according to one man diyama. Correct. Harei the bechol mokim shehu. Harei hu bechal shmoi. V'afilu b'shas nesis. He brings an ayah. Then even shalkei klisho is nachshloim mekaymon. Then nothing. But Olain, even Shalem Mekoymo, is a Shem Olain. Chomokam Ika Halam Shas. And he says like this, V'chein Mashma Ram Perek Beis. It was Chalei HaMikdash, Olain Gimel. Chomokam Ika Halam Shas Oas Abadik, Shem Ina Olain. Even Shalem HaMikdash. U'b'l'shayna Yishom Nichlal Di Ika Halam Avil B'shas Nesia. Hari Lehek Yedika Chaloi Shem Olain. I feel the chutz l'mikdash, and the lav asolas abad. What's done with Hashem is kosher l'Hashem olam. It's connected to it. Okay, here's the problem. Okay, as I mentioned before, it is true. This one man the omer. The emes is biskulov does the same thing, because biskulov. Ein chedush ne michta, chedush imo imiz alevi, Tarebi, that michta, he brings you sham misifri the guy beis aloynis. The mevua in yesh shem oin, because he says since if there's a shem oin in shivay luchos chusam mikdash koshkein oin sheish baaluchos atzmoi. There certainly is a Shem Oren, but it's talking about taking the Oren B'Shas Mochama. The Ram doesn't pass in that. That's a problem. So, you know, there's no din. The Rabbanon HaTeira is machir like the Rabbanon, and there's no din of Masa Oren.
What's me say? Where do we find a chal Hashem of Bnei Kohas Ladoros? Well, do you have Kohas?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't. Could be not. Could be yes. I'm not just trying to say, but there is. You know, you could see any Levi or whatever. Okay, I don't know.
It was not seen for me. That's,
okay, good. We say that, but there's Bakot if he saw with him. It's Ladoros according to everyone. Okay. So therefore, in fact, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch says in Zvachim, a Pei Gimel, the klisharis are not mekadosh, only mekadosh the posel b'chutz. So they're not bona fide. They're not the bona fide klisharis. He says what he's trying to say, and you see that he says it. in Echidush Adam Agrid, that basically. You have, we'll come to this soon later, basically you have, logically you could imagine the Bakot of Yisrael and the Leah even by Shankly Caleb. But since they only have a Chalashim in Mekoimai, so maybe you can't imagine it, okay? This to me is almost a disaster. I'll tell you why. Is that Tzivui is logically applicable afterwards in Deiris? It's just Yechosa the Chefsa because there's no Klisharis and there's no Chefsa of Masos? Or it's a Chesaron the Chavis Gavu? See, the way the Rambam seems to say the Lo Yavul Oid, that the Lav was only formulated by Midbar. It's not because you're missing the Chefsa of Mitzvah.
Rubber roll off.
I didn't say that. I didn't want to go that
it doesn't
far.
Fit in.
Yeah, I understand. I'm just trying to tell you, L'chayra, this is a problem, okay? I'm just trying to be honest with you. You can't, once you have the Rambam, you have to be very honest with yourself. Once you have the Rambam, Kuf Pei Zayin, that L'chayra's Gav exists, but just the Chefsa, it's Chotza the Chefsa, to do the Mitzvah, it's like a Mitzvah Deres, correct? So you have to say, that's chosin the chivis gabon the chalis isa. Otherwise, you can't get started.
So we don't care if it's a klisharis outside the mishkan. It doesn't make a difference.
I understand that.
It should make no
and
difference.
The whole discussion and the whole proof, the two arenas, the chayri, you know, is irrelevant. And besides, the Ram doesn't pass the two arenas. Then even further. Okay. See, this whole discussion is assuming one thing. You know what it's assuming? It's assuming that Olin is Klei HaMikdash. Okay? And Rav, in Igus HaGrid HaLevi, goes out of his way and says to the Shiva Kalim, and Olin is not Klei HaMikdash. So it's always not Klei HaMikdash, or to the Din Ma'aseh and Olin, the Deiris, is nothing to do with Mikdash. So there's no problem that the Din Ma'aseh, which is formulated by Mishkan, was only Ahor HaShem B'Midbar, and it doesn't exist anymore. And the Din Olin, the Deiris, is a peculiar Din Olin, it's nothing to do with anything. That's what you can say, and that's very simple. That's what we have here.
The Rambam discusses the Aron and Klei Mikdash or not?
What?
The Rambam discusses the Aron and Klei Mikdash.
See, that's a problem. There's a problem here. The problem is, if you open up Beis HaBechira, when he talks about Yesh B'Shiva Kalim, he lists the Shiva Kalim, he doesn't list all. And that's what his piece in Beis HaBechira, that's what the piece Negus Gid is based on. Okay. However, the whole discussion of Masa Olin is mentioned in Klei HaMikdash. Okay. And we'll see, it's mentioned in the most oddest place. You see, we'll pick this up a little more here and there, but let's just start like this, okay? In Lamed Daled, Mitzvah Seh Lamed Daled, the Ram tells you that V'kashet Tzima Dovah Lahavi Esa Orin V'pam HaShein Is Oma V'divei Yomim V'yisum B'nei Elevim Esa Orin V'chulei V'chein Kasheh Huska Hiske V'divei Yomim Chalukas haKohanim al bo v'esem mishmo v'omam achakach eila pikaritem lavoidosom lovoy lebeis Hashem k'mishpotu b'yad aharoin aviyem kashet tzivo Hashem elokei Yisrael pirusha chomishu roimeis al kohanim shti avoidosom nesiyas aharoin al kote. That's what he says, okay? So it means, according to Rambam, or that the din Masa Oin is a din for Mishmaris Kuna. It has to do with the Mishma, correct? Okay. See, here's an amazing thing. See, Mishma Kuna, correct? So the Rambam has a perek of Mishma Kuna in Klei HaMikdash. It's perek Dalet, you can open it up, okay? So where would you put the din of Bakotev Yisrael, Masa'ol? In Perek Dalet! Oh, that's what he's saying in Mishnah. And Sefer Mitzvahs. You know what he puts it? He puts the tail end of Perek Beis. We talks about Levim, Kohan, and Bacham.
Before he gets to the Mishmaros?
Yes, yeah, certainly. Okay. I'm just trying to, you know, someone is going to come here and say that the Rambam, you know, is like, you know, it's like a straight line. You know, I don't know. Say that. See, you hear the problem. So the question is, what do you do? What do you do? Okay. So that's what he does. Here is a kid. He says, "Oishin b'mikdash kalim, b'ksav yad hagirsa he shiva kalim." That's the gist of Frankel. That's the ksav yad he had in Stam, ksav yad Berlin, whatever. El tzochim lo mishmet kan olim shal olim mekoyim mekod shekadoshim mitzul tzochim b'chule. Achkach b'pokam aboyim bi yedini asir mitzul es kalim o elu vi elu. The Ilu Asiyas Oren Hishmit will pay down and look out of our cause of Evan Oasis of Akkadish Akkadoshim, Maravoy Sholeo Hoya Holo and Munach. No Dini Asiyah, nothing. Vim Kin. Then he quotes the Yushalmi Shnei Aloinois. V'akocha the kiyum oloin v'dino enem of a chef shaluchais the tzichin liyois v'oloin v'shaech gam l'shima iluchais v'im kei nira the same Ram the Ram the quote Shima. I don't know if that guy can bring Ram, okay, we'll say that. V'im kei nira the same Rambam the chol adin hanocha hanochas oloin v'amidosei v'kledes shakadoshim eno kiyum shal mikdash Kimineira Bishokon, El Bholdino Nema Bechetishal Orin, the Chefshaw, Tsikhaliois, Bekadishakadoshim, Abokim, Shoklea Mikdosh, the Tsikhaliois, Mimakrima Mikdosh, my shaykh the oven. Ukmoy, then send us Hamon, Makosha Allen, Mitzvahs and Gamkim, Kodesh Kodeshim? Which is not owing you now. Okay, we'll do it. Okay, let's see. That's what he does. So you have two different approaches in the English Agrid. Okay? He doesn't deal with the question of Masa, but you can't talk about his discussion that he has in the Igles in the Chedushia Gramba Grid, he can't have it. If you're gonna take the approach it's not Klei HaMikdash. Okay. So then it's not an Avodah. It's not to do with Mikdash. It's a separate din Masa. So there's no problem, Lo Yavoroi, because Lo Yavoroi was a Hora Shom Midbo and Shalom Yisrael. It's no stira like the Minchas Chinuch. See, once you say this word, like the Rosh Hashanah agreed, the whole problem of Minchas Chinuch doesn't exist. Because the Minchas Chinuch is asking what Mehechit tastes, why is she Mechalek? So the answer is Poshet. It's talking that the Mikdash don't exist anymore. Well, the Oin, B'Shaita, was also pretending to Mikdash, that doesn't bother me one way or the other. But it's nothing to do with Mikdash HaDeres, there's no Din Masa, or B'Teres the Masa of Mishkan, and Shalom HaYisrael. Say that. Ramban is very careful to say discussion of Mishmeres Shomo in the Pesukim is nothing to do with Masa Ogun, but it's only talking about the Dini Kohanim, and Masa Ogun is a separate thing. You know, each one in their own way flips the Pesukim around and inside out, whichever you want it, okay? It's very clear that Mishnah Torah cannot be a reflection of Sefer Mitzvahs because there's no discussion of Kohanim. On the other hand, on one hand, if there's no discussion of Kohanim, there's also no discussion of Levim. It's not about this Levi. Okay.
So and anybody could do Bekatef?
We don't know. Doesn't say. Here, open the Ram. We can look it up. Open the Ram. We'll see what he says. Shatos is nas. No, I think I'm going to spend another week on this or whatever. I just wanted to get you interested because we can't just wrap this up in one evening. You understand? But you see what's going on. And this, in the middle of this, is the Biskalov's letter. Which is what the Rav wanted to study with us, but we couldn't find the base measures. Okay, whatever. Okay. Here, like this. Perigimel, let's start from Perigimel, and then I'm going to go back. So, Perigimel, Zer Levi moved the Lavidus Hamikdash, Nehemo Beis Ahi. Hivdal Hashem v'Shem v'Alevi, okay, which Rofsky to quote this pasuk. It's very strange that that's how the mitzvah changed for Kohanim. Brisahe for Achaisin, I don't know. This the Ram says, I don't know. I have always hear there about everything, but yeah, the Ram is Perik Gimel is about this Levi, okay. Perik Dalit, HaKohanim Huvdalu, Michlal Levim, Lavodis HaKobon, Shneema. Model Aaron la Gedisha Kiddush Kadoshim Mitzvah Asay la Hav the Kohanim the Kachem. There's a problem from Kohen by this Levi, the Levi of this Kohen. Here it is. Ukshem, and then look, see the other paragimel. Ukshem shall Levi Musholim shall Avod of this Kohanim. Kach hakohanim musholim shel avod avazavim, shenema gam heim, gam atem. וכן הלווים עצמם מוסחורים שלא יעשה אחד מלאכס חברה.
Okay.
That's פרק גימו. And then it's פרק דלת, okay? So where would you put all it? Either, you know, either פרק גימו or פרק דלת. You want it to be לוי or you want it to be קיין. The Rambam says it changed. It should have been פרק דלת. The Mishmor is correct. Comes around, puts in פרק בייס. Perek Aleph is the Perek of Shemana Mishcha. But you keep in mind one thing. These halachas are called Hilchos Klei HaMikdosh Ve'oiv Dimboi. So what is Klei HaMikdosh? It's cliche. What is Klei HaMikdosh? No, it's stupid. Okay, we'll see. Okay, one second. Mitzvah Saseh, Perek Aleph, Lasa Shemen HaMishcha. Okay. All the Dinim Shemen HaMishcha, whole Perek Aleph. Perek Beis Aloch Aleph. Hakteres Naasis B'chol Shona V'shona. Yassis Hakteres. And how to make the Hakteres. And what you're allowed to put in, what you're not case mafatman is a keteres. We call myself a kedesh, Mr. Chazora, dinamayim make the keteres. So I assume, suppose keteres do a clam mitzvah b'olim dem boy. So I assume it's a kiyum in the mizbeach apnimi. Daktoros keteres. Chayisne? Or is it keteres b'chulei? Also, the Slamid Bukhum, there's an Isa of Lassa Kamaskunta in Kteris. Mizbach Azov Shebehechol, all of Maktirna Kteris Bukhol Yoim. So I would have said, that's Akadomo to this. What does it do in the Chesa from the Chesa from Mizbech? Okay. This is Klea Mikdash. Because Achir Kizu, Oh, did the glove of the salo is over? We do something else. Ola mincha, nesles chola. Okay. Now, next thing, a few halachas later, at the end of this parak, after this parak is over, is zera levi kulo mugdo labudis hamikdash. Okay. You say that halacha yud beis and parak beis. Now we're gonna finish parak beis. Beis shemolich nes ha'olim mi mokum la mokum. Like it's no portion. There's such a thing as molichas or mokum l'mokum. Whatever you do it, ei molichnoisoi lo agavi abehemo lo abehemo v'lo agolois lefi ulefi sheshach dov v'nos al agolois niflis peretz buzo el mitzvah l'nokla akotev shenema ki avoidas hakridish alei bakotev yisau. Okay. So the question is, what is this? So and then he continues on and he says, Kishinoisin oisei alakote noisin ponim kinegiponim veachoreim לחוץ, ופניהם לפנים, ונסחום שלא ישב לבד מן הטבוס, שהמסי אחד מן הבד מן הטבוס, לא יקר, שנאמה, בטבוס האורד יהיו הבדים, לא יסו ממנו. Okay. So, I have the following question. So what does it mean? So לחירה, he's talking about דינים of the Klei HaMikdash. Klei HaMikdash v'olim dem boy. So the Klei HaMikdash, which is called Olim, the Klei HaMikdash is called Olim, there's a din on it of Masa, Bakote, and we don't know if anyone particular has to do it. Doesn't say. And there's also on this, even B'shas Masos, there's a Hashem Olim after Yisru Abadim Imen. Correct? You see, what's important is then it's not an avoda. You see, both in the Rambam, you see the whole discussion of the Rav, that it might be an avoda, and you have to say shtichul teret to machalik and chasimus kasha, is really only according to the Ramban. That it's the chladeris b'levim, it's the chadin avodas alavim. So the question is, what's the difference? And it's the bakotev. But the Ramban also has the lab of the avodim, so there's no problem. Okay, but the Rambam, there's no problem in b'chlal. Because according to the Rambam, there's no avodas levi. It's either mishmeres kuna, according to the Sefer Mitzvahs. The problem is derech agav. There is a problem, and I don't know the answer to the problem. Normally, the mi and akotza goes together with Sefer Mitzvahs, and here it doesn't. Because in Sefer Mitzvahs, he goes out of his way to say the mitzvah is kuhuna, and in mi and akotza, there's no discussion of kohen. You want? I'll show you that. There we go. That is Lamed Dalet. Lo se sa'on akot, shenoise, shenema koti viso. No discussion there. So it's a din in the olam, but the mitzvah, so therefore what? Is it possible that olam is klei hamikdash in the sense that since mekayim is with mikdash and it's not part of tzuas hamikdash?
Well,
it's not klei hamikdash. What? It's not what?
What's including Torahs? As Klei
Mikdash, no, I don't know if Teres included Teres because the din in the Klei Mikdash and Mizbah Chazov. The Shemen HaMishcha, I assume that you can't imagine Klei Mikdash without, you see, it's a very strange thing whether you can say the Owen is a Klishois or not, okay? The Owen had Mashicha. You can't imagine Klei Mikdash without Shemen HaMishcha, and the Teres is taken a din in the chefza of the Mizbah Hazor, and then he quotes the din masa, and then he goes to Avodas Halevim and Avodas Kohanim and Shalom Yisrael Mishmoris. But like a whole different world. On the other hand, the Rav is right that in the Beis HaBechira you don't get the impression that it's part of Beis HaBechira itself. And that the mitzvah, the asiyah, and the Ram talks about in mitzvah chav, the mitzvah of Beis HaBechira is not in the binyan of the Beis HaBechira or the whatever the mikdash and the mishkan was, but also Shiva Kalim. And it's only Shiva Kalim. Even though the oddest thing is when the Torah talks about mishkan, the first thing it talks about is the olam. This is the problem here, okay? But whatever it is, I would have said, see, what the Rav wants to say in the Gram Vagrid, that L'chor, the Sisa Olam, is B'teres Mishkan, L'deres, okay? That makes things very difficult. You don't know why Lo Yavod Oid shouldn't apply. You don't apply, then your mom is your bankrupt, I think. Okay? And the Ram doesn't say it, you know. The whole din is a din, and you get the impression that that's what he does in Igus HaGrid. It's not klishores, and it's not part of the Tzuas HaMikdash or whatever it is. So, it's a separate din masa. There's no raya from the fact that he counted that there's a lav l'deres. That is the simple thing in a nutshell. That's what you have. Okay? Let's go on. Let's go on. Now, listen to this, okay? Here's a mikhtav von Biskrov Zichron Levorcha des Michta. Odo, Ado, Hey, Tov, Reish, Pei, Beis. Say, Hey, Tov, Reish, Pei, Beis.
22.
The Rebbe was 19, okay? And Biskrov was, I don't know what he was, Rebbe was 19 then, okay? So he was writing Tim a letter. He was 19 years old, okay? You got the thing. And this was this shtickle ago when he was 19 years old. The one nigga's grandma did. And if you look. Okay, good. Venira. Okay. Look, he writes like this. He writes in the paragraph Venira. V'ayin b'ramban sefer mitzvashom shehikshe deikri kochim shenishtana mitzvah melevi lekohanim ochin lefizeh adob muvu heitev. Dibdina b'udis masa shal mikdosh v'keilov hoye mitzvasa b'levim k'mo kol abonesa levim. See, he learns that applies to all and also. Abla mitzvah shal deiris shu mitzvahs nesia shal olin habris b'loi chalos din shal avodis masa. B'loi chalos din shal avodis masa. It's not an avoidus masa. It's not an avoidus masa, makot riso. It's not an avoidus, that's what it means. It's not an avoidus masa. Zvizu hi she mitzvosa b'kohanin. Mikod de beisahi. The mikod de beisahi is a little difficult. But the question is it an avoidus masa? And as I told you in Rambam, there's not an avoidus masa. Well, it's kohanim. You see, he doesn't point out that difference that the Rambam only quotes Kohanim only in Sefer Mitzvahs. Okay? But he's working with this idea that Olim could have been in Mishkan, it could have been part of the Sisa Mishkan. And Abu Yismasa. See, the question is, what would you say according to the Rambam? Is there Labu Yavu Eid on Olim? B'shas Mishkan. Okay. So that's the Biskrov saying yes. But there's two dinim in Olin. The din of Masa Olin b'teres Masa Mishkan. And there's a Loyavod Olin. But that was terminated with Midbar. And there's another din, L'deiris, of a din Masa, which is either Kohanim or independent of everything, which not Avodas Masa, but it's a din of Akot Tehviso. Okay. The problem is, as I pointed out, in this space of Hebrew is very difficult. Because the Gemara in Psochim Kuf Dalet and the Rambam and the Mefarshei HaMikra, Loi Be'Eisehi was after the Chet HaEgel. And according to the Biskrov, it was Chet the end of the Aboyim Shana. Okay? Now, I can read you a different thing. The Gemara is in Sofen Kuf Dalet. The Gemara says, Me'Esvei Seid Avdolis Heichu Oimer Hamadu Yikolish L'Chor Be'Ro L'Chorish Yisrael Amim Yomish Yitzhesh Nehmei Amase Be'i Tom Le'Tor Be'i Rayam Lo'Chorobo Beimayim al yoyin al mayim tachtoin beikohanim levim beyisraelim amri kohanim levim yisraelim trei mili ninu bein levim leyisraelim dichsiv bo esayhi hivdil Hashem eshevet levi. So what are we doing? We're referring to kohanim or we're referring to levim? Right? That's the chayit. They have the Chet HaEgel. And the Ram Klan Mikdash, in Peri Gimel Loch Aleph, the one that I quoted, Zera Levdi, Beis Ahim Dil. And that Lachar is the Gemara Kuf Dalet. The Ram's only quoted the Gemara. And this Rashi in Dvorim and Eke, Beis Ahim, Beshara Vishun, it says in Mitzrayim. And Utiitz and Be'ego. Ubnei Levi Lotol. So that's it. So this part is a little bit difficult. The rest of it is Beseder, Chesed. And l'cheira, whatever you're going to do, be'esahi, that should be the b'chiras kayin, be'esahi l'ashem ha'shem ha'levi, even if it is, it's kayin, but it's kayin b'teis levi. And l'cheira, the Rambam is saying in Sefer HaMitzvos that it's kayin b'teis kayin, not kayin b'teis levi. Okay, I'm just, okay. Okay. See, here is the problem. Okay. What I'd like to do, okay? I don't want to do any more now because I just wanted to whet your appetite and just to understand how difficult this Indian is and that... to my chagrin, people love to parrot and say, the Rav said, wow, and see, and then clean. No, it sounds, in jargon, it sounds very good, but you have to understand what's going on. Okay? So with that, Amit Shem will pick up next week. Okay?
Sure.